Describe a traditional product in your country. I'd like to talk about paper cuttings, which are a traditional handicraft in our country. I've seen various kinds of paper cuttings ever since I can remember. It's a tradition in our culture for people to buy or even make some beautiful paper cut crafts and stick them on windows as window decorations for the spring festival. Anyway, I learned more about paper cutting from art classes in primary school. I still remember, clear as day, that my art teacher taught us to make paper cuts. She told us that the art of paper cutting goes back to ancient times when paper was invented in China and has been carried on for thousands of years. Nowadays, people often buy exquisite paper cut artworks for decoration. What's more, some artists think outside of the box in very cool ways. Not too long ago, I saw a 60-year-old lady on social media. She's a folk artist who specializes in paper cutting. She cuts paper into comics that tell traditional Chinese stories and makes them into a portfolio to publish. I was amazed by how creative she is for her age. But it's probably worth noting that there are less and less young people who take an interest in traditional art products. In fact, we're running the risk of losing the culture of paper cutting. You know, paper cutting is a unique folk art in China. It would be a huge loss to my country if it disappeared. So I think we should raise people's awareness of protecting traditional arts and crafts by buying those products. It will be absolutely valuable to our society.